Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
back to candle making. Tuato inspires makers this September. As the holiday season approaches, candle making is once again becoming a centerpiece of creativity, wellness, and business growth. Tuato is launching its Tuato Made Back to Candle Making campaign from Sep 3 to 23, 2025, inviting makers of all kinds to share their work and connect with fellow creators. Tuato's line of wax melters, designed for candle makers, has transformed businesses with faster production. The brand also sponsors makers worldwide and hosts community workshops, empowering individuals to create. The campaign reflects a trend of valuing personalized, handmade products. Join Tuato from Sep 3023 to light a new spark in your creativity and be part of the global wave of makers shaping the future of craft. Helix Biopharma concludes review, will not proceed with proposed equity drawdown subscription facility with GEM. Helix Biopharma Corp. has decided not to proceed with the equity drawdown subscription facility with GEM Global Yield LLC, SCS, and GEM Yield Bahamas Limited. Despite receiving shareholder approval, Helix determined that the facility no longer aligns with its capital strategy. The company is exploring alternative financing structures to advance its clinical programs and achieve its corporate objectives. Helix Biopharma remains committed to securing the capital needed for its innovative oncology solutions, such as tumor defense breaker LDOS-47 and other promising candidates like Lumuna and GemCeta. For more information, visit helixbiopharma.com.
Mission Iron News breaks. Platinum Group Metals Litted, NYS American, PLG, PTM, eyes expanded for reserves cost efficiencies at Waterberg. Platinum Group Metals Litted, PLGM, recently released its updated definitive feasibility study for the Waterberg project, revealing a 20% increase in proven and probable mineral reserves, totaling 23.41 million ounces of combined platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold across a 54-year mine life. The study also included cost-saving enhancements, lowering both capital and operating costs to streamline construction and ramp up schedules. Platinum Group Metals is the operator of the Waterberg Project, a bulk underground palladium and platinum deposit in South Africa, jointly developed with Implats, Mnombo, and HJM. For more information, visit platinumgroupmetals.net.
Rock Breaks ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, EAUF, Z7D, stands distinct with low-risk, revenue-first approach. ES Gold Corp., trading under the tickers CESAU, ESAUF, and FSEZ7D, is taking a unique approach to the gold and silver market by focusing on a low-risk, revenue-first strategy. The company plans to rehabilitate an established mine site in Quebec to generate capital for further exploration. ES Gold has already conducted a cost-effective survey indicating potential for exploration at the site. The company is committed to clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link. Beeline Holdings, NASBLNE, insider buying led by COO's 100,000 share purchase. Beeline Holdings, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BLNE, recently saw a significant increase in insider buying, signaling management's confidence in the company's future. COO Jessica Kennedy led the way with a purchase of 100,000 shares, followed by CFO Chris Moe with 20,000 shares, and CAO Tiffany Milton with 10,000 shares. CEO and co-founder Nick Luza also added 3,000 shares to his holdings, now totaling over $16 million. The executive team's commitment to aligning with shareholders is evident in these purchases, reflecting their belief in Beeline's growth strategy and long-term success.
Tech media breaks. Why Global Tech Corp is one to watch. Global Tech Corporation, trading under the symbol GLTK, is making waves in the tech industry with its focus on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. The company is moving towards a NASDAQ listing by combining internal innovation with strategic acquisitions. Their diverse portfolio includes AI solutions for various sectors like enterprise productivity, e-commerce, and digital lending. Global Tech also holds a majority stake in WorldCall Telecom Limited, expanding its presence in Pakistan. To learn more about Global Tech Corporation and its mission to drive transformation in global markets, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Tech Media Wire, a platform dedicated to showcasing innovative tech companies, is highlighting Global Tech's achievements and future prospects.
Investor news breaks. HealthLink Corp, OTQIK, completes reverse stock split to support growth plans. HealthLink Corp, OTQHLYK, has completed a reverse stock split to strengthen its capital structure and align with institutional investors. The move reduces outstanding shares, raises per-share price, and supports potential uplisting opportunities. The company recently launched its AI healthcare guide, ARI, and continues to expand its telemedicine platform. HealthLink is in talks with major insurance carriers to integrate its technology, positioning for scalable revenue growth. The platform connects patients with providers for virtual or in-office appointments, consolidating medical records for improved care coordination and cost savings. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/hlylk.
Q&A with Steve Del Orto, founder and CEO of Contric. Steve Del Orto, founder and CEO of Contric, launched the Built by Builders Network to address the lack of technology adoption in the construction industry. This network consists of 8 innovative companies, each offering unique solutions to various construction challenges. Membership is open to companies led by individuals with substantial industry experience. The network aims to drive adoption of innovative solutions and create a more sustainable future for construction. By fostering collaboration and sharing insights, Built by Builders elevates the industry's tech dialogue globally. The association plans to expand its educational offerings and grow its membership strategically. For more information, visit builtbybuilders.com or connect on LinkedIn, Instagram, or YouTube at Built by Builders Network. SRS Real Estate Partners promotes Scott Tiernan to Executive Vice President and Managing Principal. SRS Real Estate Partners has promoted Scott Tiernan to Executive Vice President and Managing Principal in their Atlanta office. Tiernan, with over 15 years of experience in commercial real estate, will continue to lead alongside Henry Poer in overseeing the Atlanta market. His expertise in national accounts, tenant representation, and development opportunities has been invaluable. Tiernan has completed over 700 landlord representation transactions and played a key role in market rollouts for major tenants like Walmart and Lowe's. Recognized as a top producer by SRS, CoStar, and Connect CRE, Tiernan holds a CCIM designation and bachelor's degrees from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. For more information, visit srsre.com.
Q&A with Curtis Anderson, CEO and founder of NRSA. Curtis Anderson, CEO and founder of NRSA, grew up in Idaho, learning to do more with less. NRSA simplifies healthcare staffing, connecting facilities with skilled nurses directly. NRSA has grown from 20,000 to 2.5 millimeter patient hours annually in less than 36 months. With over $100 million raised, NRSA serves 1,500 facilities and 100,000 nurses nationwide. NRSA's mission is to get a nurse to every patient in need. The platform eliminates middlemen, providing seamless connections. The pandemic accelerated the nursing shortage crisis, highlighting the undervaluation of nurses. NRSA has had a tangible impact, enabling nurses like Beatriz Perez to balance work and life, while helping facilities reduce costs and improve turnover rates. NRSA's tech-driven approach prioritizes nurse autonomy and flexibility, leading to better patient care and staff well-being. NRSA's future involves expanding services to transform the healthcare workforce ecosystem, delivering personalized user experiences and AI-driven solutions for improved care. Rosedale Center welcomes new mix of tenants. Rosedale Center in the Twin Cities is set to welcome 6 new tenants this year. Kendra Scott, J. Crew Factory, Johnston & Murphy, Lolly & Pops, Paris Baguette, and BRK Through are among the new retailers and restaurants joining the center. Dick's Sporting Goods, Legendary Spice, Boba X, and Kukuri have already opened. Lisa Crane, Vice President Retail General Manager, emphasizes the focus on providing more choices for consumers. JLL executives Holly Rome and Lane Walsh led the leasing effort. Rosedale Center, with over 150 retailers, is a top shopping destination in Minnesota, attracting more than 12 million visitors annually. For more information, visit rosedalecenter.com.
Blow Blow Dry Bar opens new location in southwest neighborhood of Las Vegas. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original blow dry bar and blow dry bar franchise, will open its newest location in southwest Las Vegas on September 19th. The new bar will offer 5 signature styles on its hair menu, a la carte options, various hair treatments, 5 signature makeup looks, and customized looks for endless inspiration. The founder's rate for the signature main squeeze membership includes 2 blowouts a month for $80, $5 off each additional blowout, and 10% off retail. The bar is owned by local entrepreneurs Azure White, Jeremy White, and Bailey Reed, who bring a wealth of experience and passion for beauty and hospitality to their hometown. To celebrate the opening, guests can enjoy discounted blowouts and a free head massage add-on when booking with a friend. Blow Blow Dry Bar aims to create a welcoming and inclusive space for all guests, offering expertly trained staff and a wide range of services to help everyone look and feel their best. For more information, visit the website. Serotonin Centers debuts first Connecticut location. Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers has opened its first Connecticut location in Stamford at the High Ridge Shopping Center. Offering a range of treatments including medical weight loss, hormone replacement therapy, and body contouring, the center aims to support health and well-being. Owned by Chris Rotondi, the center provides personalized health plans designed by licensed medical practitioners and health coaches. With a focus on hormone restoration, aesthetic enhancement, weight control, and immunity, Serotonin Centers is at the forefront of the anti-aging industry. For more information, visit their website or call 203-701-82000. Q&A with David Guillaume, Universal Spiritual Educator and Entrepreneur. David Guillaume, co-founder of Mary Ruth's, has scaled the brand to over 500,000 points of distribution in 180 countries, achieving unicorn status with no outside funding. The brand is profitable and projected to reach $600 million revenue by 2025. David, a leading speaker on spirituality and business, combines Kabbalah wisdom with entrepreneurship. His approach focuses on understanding the mechanics of energy in our lives, emphasizing the role of the creator in manifestation. By bridging ancient wisdom with modern life, David helps people access their infinite soul for lasting transformation. He emphasizes integrity, transparency, and applying spiritual principles in practical ways for entrepreneurs and leaders. In 2025, David aims to expand reach through digital products, AI insights, and global live events, making spiritual wisdom accessible to all.
Adams & Reese hires Tennessee legislative leader Holt Witt to bolster government relations team. Adams & Reese welcomes Holt Witt as a government relations advisor in their Nashville office. With over 15 years of experience in state government, including as Assistant Commissioner for Legislative Affairs at the Tennessee Department of Health, Holt joins a team of over 75 attorneys and advisors nationwide. Known for their strong relationships, the team provides advocacy, lobbying, and legal counsel at all levels of government. Holt's expertise in Tennessee's healthcare industry is particularly valuable as the state experiences growth in healthcare innovation. His previous roles in state government and the Tennessee General Assembly have equipped him to be a trusted advisor and leader. Holt's addition strengthens Adams and Reese's commitment to helping clients navigate government relations and drive economic growth in Tennessee.
Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSMTMQ, advancing critical minerals in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals Inc. is advancing critical minerals in Alaska's Ambler Mining District through its 50% interest in Ambler Metals LLC. The high-grade Upper Kobuk mineral projects in the district include the Arctic Deposit, which hosts 46.7 million tons of probable reserves grading 2.11% copper. A 2023 feasibility study shows a $1.5 billion pre-tax NPV. Trilogy Metals' recent preliminary economic assessment at Bornite outlines resources that could extend mining operations beyond 30 years. With global demand for critical minerals on the rise due to electrification and emerging technologies, Trilogy Metals is positioned as a key North American developer in a stable jurisdiction. Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp., TSXVAB, LGCXF, accelerates expiry of warrants. Lahontan Gold Corp., HGBIF, has accelerated the expiry of common share purchase warrants issued on April 30, 2025, following 10 consecutive trading days where its shares traded at or above a VWAP of $0.08. The warrants must now be exercised by 5 p.m. Toronto time on October 20, 2025, or they will expire. Holders can exercise by submitting their warrant certificate, exercise form, and payment to Irwin Lowy LLP in Toronto. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. The company plans to advance the Santa Fe mine project towards production and update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment during 2025.
SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ, partners with drone industry leaders to advance AI-powered threat detection. SafePro Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ, has partnered with drone industry leaders Ondas Holdings and Unusual Machines to advance AI-powered threat detection. The agreements, following an $8 million private placement, aim to integrate SafePro's patented SafePro Object Threat Detection, SPOT-D, AI-powered computer vision technology. SPOT-D has already identified over 31,600 threats in Ukraine from analyzing more than 1.78 million drone images. The collaboration targets defense, homeland security, and global commercial markets, including NATO partners and humanitarian demining. SafePro's scalable technology can be deployed in real time via drones or on cloud platforms through AWS. The partnerships with Ondas Holdings Inc. and Unusual Machines Inc. are set to combine AI-driven computer vision tools with the hardware and software of the drone companies, enhancing threat detection capabilities for next-generation aerial platforms.
PowerBank Corporation's CBOECA FSSGY2 5.7 MW North Main Sea project clears interconnection study, moves toward permitting. PowerBank Corporation, a premier developer of renewable energy projects, announced that its 0.7 MW North Main Sea solar project in upstate New York has cleared a major technical milestone with the completion of its coordinated electric system interconnection review. This review ensures safe connection to the local electric grid, a prerequisite for development. The project is expected to qualify for the state's VDR compensation mechanism, providing energy equivalent to 670 homes. With over 100 megawatts of projects built and a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, PowerBank is a key player in the solar energy market. New York aims to reach 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025 under its Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. Mitch Gould and Nutritional Products International continue retail legacy at ECRM's September session. Nutritional Products International, a global brand management and retail distribution firm, will attend the ECRM Vitamin Weight Management and Sports Nutrition Session starting September 8th in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Mitch Gould, NPI's CEO, has over 35 years of experience in retail distribution, working with major retailers like Walmart, Costco, CVS, and Amazon. Gould's proprietary Evolution of Distribution platform streamlines the process for brands looking to launch or expand in the U.S. market. The ECRM platform aligns with NPI's model, providing a focused setting to introduce innovative products directly to retail buyers. NPI's turnkey solution handles FDA compliance, logistics, sales, and marketing, ensuring a smooth path from concept to consumer.
Tiny Gems Breaks, SEG Media Corporation, NASDAQ, closed out IndyCar season in Nashville Advanced Elite Driver Program. SEG Media Corporation, a sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, concluded the 2025 NTT IndyCar season in Nashville while finalizing its Elite Driver Program for the next racing season. Executives, including CEO Matthew McGann, advanced sponsorship deals, and integration across sports.com, lottery.com, and concerts.com. SEGG-backed drivers excelled on the track, capping a successful season. SEG Media Corporation operates sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com, focusing on fan engagement and AI-driven experiences. Tiny Gems, a communications platform, provides tailored corporate solutions for small and mid-cap companies with bright futures. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Indian Tax Panel recommends additional levies on luxury EVs. Luxury electric cars in India may soon become more expensive for consumers if an Indian tax panel's recommendation for additional levies on luxury EVs goes through. The tax panel is proposing higher consumer levies for electric cars that cost more than $46,000, a move designed to boost consumption of locally produced goods at the expense of foreign companies like Tesla, BYD, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. For companies like Powerbank Corporation that are looking to expand internationally, the growing trend of increased levies on luxury EVs in India could pose challenges for market penetration and sales growth. NCI halts funding for consortium conducting trials on childhood brain cancers. The NCI, or National Cancer Institute, has announced the discontinuation of funding for a 26-year program focused on pediatric brain cancer studies. This decision highlights the importance of for-profit entities like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, in advancing research in this critical area. Investors can find the latest news and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform that delivers access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Texas beats California in electricity generation. Texas has surpassed California in electricity generation, boasting higher reliability and lower prices. However, government intervention may jeopardize these benefits. As energy production increases in Texas and other states, the hope is for improved reliability and stabilized costs. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. have a role to play in this sector. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Unlocking the power of SEO, how business press releases drive online visibility. In the digital age, integrating search engine optimization SEO into business press releases has become essential for enhancing visibility and engagement. By utilizing effective SEO techniques, businesses can ensure their announcements reach traditional media outlets and rank higher in search engine results, attracting more potential customers. Statistics show that SEO-optimized press releases can increase website traffic by up to 30%. Highlighting the importance of this strategic approach. Google prioritizes businesses that convey relevance and authority, making SEO-optimized press releases crucial for building brand credibility. Businesses that prioritize SEO in their press releases will find themselves ahead in the digital market, while failure to optimize can lead to missed opportunities and diminished outreach.
Tech Media Breaks, HealthLink Corp., OTCQB HLYK, completes reverse stock split to support growth plans. HealthLink Corp. has completed a reverse stock split to strengthen its capital structure and align with institutional investors. The move reduces outstanding shares, raises per-share price, and supports potential uplisting opportunities. The company's AI healthcare guide, ARI, has been launched, along with nationwide telemedicine platform expansion. HealthLink is in talks with major insurance carriers for technology integration, positioning for scalable revenue growth. The company's platform connects patients with providers for virtual or in-office appointments, consolidating medical records for improved care coordination and cost savings. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communications solutions for private and public companies seeking to reach a broad audience.
LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSLFLR, OTQB, LFLRF, advances exploration at Quebec site while boosting capitalization. LaFleur Minerals Inc. is advancing its exploration at the Swanson Gold Project in Quebec, with 18,304 hectares of gold potential. The company has completed 7 diamond drill holes as part of a 5,000-meter program, with 3 holes already sampled and sent for analysis. LaFleur has also filed an updated NI 43-101 technical report for the project and is working to restart operations at the Beacon Gold Mill. With gold prices at record highs, LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing its 2 gold projects in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Louis Martin, PGO, OGQ, Exploration Manager and Technical Advisor, has reviewed and approved all scientific and technical information in this article.
YY Group Holding Limited partners with B2I Digital to expand investor awareness of technology platforms. YY Group Holding Limited has partnered with B2I Digital to enhance investor awareness of its technology platforms. B2I Digital will showcase YY Group's on-demand staffing and integrated facility management business, serving over 300 clients in 12 countries. B2I Digital will focus on educating investors about YY Group's growth, financial performance, and market expansion. YY Group's dual technology platforms have garnered significant market traction, with revenue growth of 29.3% in 2024. The partnership aims to communicate YY Group's growth story and expansion plans to the investment community. Through its innovative platforms, YY Group connects businesses with on-demand workers and provides IoT-enabled cleaning management solutions, catering to a diverse customer base.
2025 Money Show Toronto to feature 50-plus experts sharing top ideas with 1,000-plus attendees. The 2025 Money Show Toronto will feature over 50 financial industry leaders, economists, analysts, and traders sharing their top strategies with 1,000 Canadian and U.S. investors. Scheduled for September 12 to 13 at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre North, the conference will offer insights into the future of Canadian and U.S. markets. Attendees will learn the best investment strategies for 2025-2026. To learn more, visit the InvestorWire website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Telvantis Inc. releases shareholder letter. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, recently released a shareholder letter expressing gratitude to shareholders, team, and partners. The company reported strong positive momentum in the first half of 2025, aiming to reach $250 to $300 million in revenues. Operational improvements, new product offerings, and strategic acquisitions are driving growth. Telvantis plans to uplist to a major exchange in 2026, exploring various paths for expansion. Shareholder feedback is valued, with transparency and responsiveness being key. The Reg A offering has almost reached its target, demonstrating immediate value creation. Management is committed to long-term goals and optimizing earnings per share. Telvantis remains focused on capitalizing on opportunities and navigating industry uncertainties. Sincerely, Daniel Contreras, CEO.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.